哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，May peace be with everyone。
我们下午一起来学习的题目是保罗的同工们。
This afternoon we'd like to use the topic of Paul's co-workers as mutual encouragement。
过去一个礼拜，我们在神训班都跟学员一起来查考哥罗西书。
In the past week, we have been studying the book of Colossians of the students of NYTS.
这卷书里面有非常多美好的道理。
There are many wonderful teachings in the book.
在保罗要结束这封书信的时候，
and when Paul is about to conclude the book,
保罗发了很多的蝙蝠要来问候教会，还有跟同工们的问安。
He spent much time to greet the members and to greet his co-workers.
有时候我们来思想一个问题。
Let's think about a question.
我们做圣工成功的因素到底是什么？
What's the reason we are successful in holy work?
因为我们每一个信主之后的人，我们都要为主做工。
Because everyone will serve God after we come to believe in Christ.
但是怎么样才可以得到圣工上面的成功呢？
But how do we obtain success in holy work?
第一，最重要的就是有神与我们同工。
The first most important thing is to have God's abidance with us.
因为保罗跟我们讲，
Because Paul told us,
我们做的是神的工。
We are serving God.
我们一定要有神的同工，我们才会成功。
Therefore, we must have the abidance of God, hence we can be successful.
如果没有神同工，我们只是自己在做。
Without the abidance of God, and we do serve God by ourselves.
没有力量。
There's no strength.
没有方向。
There's no direction.
当然也不会有成果。
Therefore, there's no result.
所以做圣工要追求的就是神与我们同工。
So first thing we do when we serve God is we seek for the abidance of God.
但是除了这个因素之外。
But besides this reason,
我们看看保罗的一生。
Let's look at Paul's life.
他在圣工上，神那么祝福他，其实有另外一个原因。
The reason God blessed him so much in his work is there's another reason.
因为在他的身边有很多很好的同工与他一起做神的工。
Another reason is that because he has many wonderful workers around him.
平常保罗可能比较少提到。
Normally, maybe Paul does not mention that much.
但是在哥罗西书最后一章的这一段里面，我们可以看到他提到很多他的同工。
But we can see that in the end of the book of Colossians, Paul mentioned many co-workers here.
我们知道任何一种活动，只靠一个人成英雄也做不了大事。
We know for many events in church, even if someone is a hero, he cannot do many.
好像我们看赛车的比赛。
It's like watching a race.
没有错，我们看到的是那台车，那个赛车手在里面开得很快。
We see that the driver of the race car, he does drive fast.
他开得很厉害，他赢了冠军了。
He's very skillful. He won the championship.
那是不是只有他一个人赢呢？
But did he win the championship by himself?
不是的。
No.
是后面有整组的那个工作人员。
That's because he has many team members behind him.
有人跟他用无线电保持联络。
He keep communication using the radios.
有人帮他换轮胎。
Someone changed the tire for him.
有人帮他修理。
Someone repair the car for him.
有人帮他加油。
Someone add the fuel for him.
有人帮他把赛车运到赛车场。
Someone transport the race car to the racetrack.
有人陪他练习。
Someone practice with him.
所以最后的冠军不是属于那个人的。
So in the end, the championship does not belong to one person himself.
最后的冠军是属于整队的。
The championship belongs to the entire team.
同样啊，圣工的发展啊，绝对不是一个人就可以带来的。
Likewise, holy work, the successful of holy work does not belong to one person.
我们不要期待把某某传道或是某某很会讲的人把他调来这边，哇，圣工就大发展。
We should not hope that, oh, if we move, assign some preacher who's very skillful and eloquent here, and the holy work will prosper.
派一个很会按手得圣灵的人来，我们教会就不一样了。
Let's assign someone who's very gifted in laying hands, and we will change.
一个人不能造就整个教会的发展。
One person cannot edify the entire church.
一个人也不可能开拓一个新的地方。
And one person alone cannot, establish a new place.
所以保罗他之所以神与他同工。
Therefore, Paul also needed co-workers.
然后他也得到很多美好的同工与他在一起工作。
And likewise, besides the abundance of God, he also had many wonderful co-workers.
那我们来看看哥罗西书的第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
我们来看看从第七节开始啊，到底他有哪几个同工，还有怎么样帮他。
Let's start from chapter verse 7 to see how many what kind of co-worker he has.
第七节
verse 7.
有我亲爱的兄弟推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事，和我一同做主的仆人。请读。
Chapter 4, verse 7. Tychius, a beloved brother, faithful minister, a fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me.
这里保罗第一个提到的。
The first person Paul mentioned
是他一个亲爱的兄弟，叫做推基古。
is a beloved brother, Titus.
到底推基古是谁？
So who is this person?
他怎么样来帮助保罗呢？
How did he help Paul?
那我们来看看使徒行传的第二十章。
Let's turn to Acts 20.
使徒行传的第二十章记载保罗从希腊要去这个亚细亚的这个地方。
In book of Acts, book 20, it recorded that Paul was going from Greece to Asia.
但是在保罗去到那边之前，
But before Paul arrived,
第四节这里告诉我们了， verse 4, 保罗有一班同工帮他先预备。
It told us that in verse 4, there are many co-workers that prepared for Paul.
第四节最后一句话就是又有亚细亚人推基古。
And in the end, it says Titus.
第五节就是说这些人呢，先在特罗亚等候我们。
In verse 5, these men going ahead waited for us at Troas.
所以推基古是保罗很信任的一个同工。
So Titus is someone that Paul he trusts very much.
他常常差遣他去某个地方先给他预备。
Paul often appointed him to go somewhere to prepare for him.
也常常有什么口信或是什么书信都差他去那个地方传消息。
And often he would serve as a messenger for Paul to deliver a message or letter.
所以我们可以说推基古是保罗的先头部队。
And so we can say that Titus can be his service frontier for Paul.
保罗还没有去到，推基古就先到那边了。
So before Paul arrived, he would arrive there first.
保罗没有办法去的地方，他就派推基古去。
Places that where Paul cannot go, he would appoint him to go.
这个就是推基古的他的角色。
So this is the role of Titus.
可能我们今天之前没有怎么听过谁是推基古。
So perhaps before today we may not heard of this person much.
但是很可能很多书信都是透过推基古去发给当时的教会的。
But I believe that many of the letter Paul wrote was delivered by Titus.
推基古也帮保罗预备很多的工作。
And he also prepared many work for Paul.
就好像施洗约翰来到世上，就是为主耶稣预备道路。
Just like John the Baptist, he prepared the way for Lord Jesus.
预备好了，主耶稣一来了。
And once the role has been prepared, Jesus comes.
圣工就发展。
And the work prospers.
所以保罗也是一样。
Likewise.
今天我们教会也需要很多的推基鼓。
We need many teachers in the church.
他要为传道人，要为福音预备道路。
They will prepare the role for the preacher for the gospel.
怎么预备道路？
How do they prepare?
比如说我们下个月灵恩会了。
For example, next month we have the spiritual convocation.
总会派传道来了。
And the GA assigned a preacher minister here.
讲几堂开拓步道的道理。
And he will give some sermons on paving the road.
看起来他那几篇道理是很重要。
And on the surface, these sermons may seem important.
其实之前准备的工作同样重要。
But on the other hand, the preparation for this, the preparation are also important.
我记得以前在卡加利的时候，有一次要开布道会。Calgary.
Oh, I remember a while ago when I was in Calgary, we are preparing for a conference.
那个时候我还是学生，跟在座的学员都一样。
At that time, I was a student, just like many of you here.
有一个传道要来开布道会。
There's a preacher coming.
他就很紧张，一个月之前打电话来。
And the preacher was very nervous, so he called a month ahead of time.
请你们每一个弟兄姐妹每天祷告半个小时，为了来开布道会这个事情。
So the preacher told the member and brother and sister, please pray every day for an hour for this event, a month ahead of time.
布道会我们见识很多了，但是从来没有说每天要为布道会祷告半个小时。
We went through many spiritual convocation, but there was never a case where we had to pray an hour every day for the spiritual convocation.
但是他很强调，你们要这次圣工有发展。要有开拓，要有成功，一定要祷告半个小时。
But the preacher stressed that if we want this evangelical service to be successful, we must pray an hour every day.
这次我们要在卡加利大学租一个很大的会堂，要来布道。
So he said that we will rent a chapel in Calvary to have evangelical service.
然后我们那个时候也乖乖的，很单纯，传道说半个小时就半个小时。
So we are very simple-minded. Since the preacher said half an hour, we pray half an hour every day.
每天就在家里。吃完饭，就全家还有好几个家庭都为布道会祷告半个小时。
So every day after dinner, many family would pray for 30 minutes.
然后当然也发传单。
And we also hand out flyers.
邀请人。
We invite people.
这个那次很奇妙。
And then we feel very wonderful.
那次开布道会在大学租一个大会堂。
At that time we rent a chapel in the university.
我们自己的人数才十几个。
There were only about 10 some members.
但是来的慕道者有二三十个。
But the true seekers that came were about 20
some. 最后也是有人信，也是有人洗礼。
And in the end, there are many people that came to believe and they were baptized.
哇，看到神的动工。
We saw God's work.
为什么神会动工？
Why did God work?
因为之前大家真的是有为这个事情预备道路。
Because everyone prepared a road for this event.
为这个事情迫切的祷告。
We pray earnestly for this event.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，整个教会、职务会都要做传道人的肩头部队。
Likewise, everyone, every member, every council member, we should pave the road for the preachers.
只靠传道一个人来布道是不足够的。
Relying on preacher alone to do the evangelical work is not enough.
事前的准备才是关键。
The preparation ahead of time is the key.
我们教会有一个特色，就是传道很少，教会很多。
There is a characteristic about our church is that we preach very little, and but we have many churches.
这跟外教会是不一样。
This is different from other churches.
外教会一定是一个教会配一个牧师。
Other denomination.They have prayer chapel, they have a preacher.
他们不会说几个教会 share 一个牧师的。
Other denomination, they never share one minister among many churches.
再小的教会也要请一个牧师。
Even the smallest church, they will hire a preacher.
就是我们教会不一样，我们教会叫传道，所以要出去的。
But our church is different because of our preachers are called preachers, hence they go out and preach.
几个教会 share 一个传道。
So many churches in our church share one preacher.
所以大家都说常常看不到传道。
So everyone say that we don't see preacher often in our church.
我在温哥华，我太太告诉我。弟兄姐妹在问了，到底你跑去哪里了
？In Vancouver, my wife was telling me, you know, where did preacher Young go?
为什么几个月都看不到人
？How come we didn't see him for many months?
没有办法，因为我们教会数目多，传道少，也要出去。
It can't be helped because there are many churches but a few preachers.
所以在这种情况之下，有弟兄姐妹做传道的配合，先头部队更是重要。
So under these circumstances, it is even more important for brother and sister to play the role for preachers.
传道人跟职务会开会，有些事情交代的。
Sometimes the preacher may have meetings with the council members.
给一个方向。
The preacher will give them a direction.
传道派出去外面了。
And then the preacher will go out.
职务会就很认真的执行这些东西。
Then the preacher will carry out this task faithfully.
很认真的去访问关怀信徒。
They go on visitation diligently.
关心慕道者。
They will go visit the true seekers.
传道一回来了，就发觉说，哇，东西都已经弄好，那我现在跟进一下就可以了。
And when the preacher come back, he will realize, oh, everything has been done. I just had to do some follow-up work.
这样圣工就会动起来。
Then in this way, the holy work will prosper.
但是如果传道在，大家才动。
But if we only work when preacher is around,
传道一走，什么都停了。
And when preacher leaves, nothing goes on.
没有先头部队，也没有跟进的。
There's no pioneer, and there's no one to follow up.
要圣工发展就很难。
So.In this sense, it's very difficult for the holy work to prosper.
所以推基谷是保罗的先头部队。
So Titus is the pioneer for Paul.
我们年轻人回到教会，我们也要做传道的好助手。
So once we go back to our local churches, we should be the assistant of our preachers.
教会有什么我们需要我们帮忙
？So we should see what there's something we can do in churches.
我们都尽力的去做。
We do our best to help our churches.
看回来第四章哥罗西书的第四章。
Let's go back to Colossians chapter 4.
第七节，这里说他是忠心的执事。
He's a faithful minister.
与我一起一同做主的仆人呢。
He's a fellow servant in the Lord.
我也特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。
In verse 8 says, I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, so he can tell you all the news about me.
这里保罗告诉我们，推基谷是忠心的执事。
Here Paul tells us that he is a Titus is a faithful minister.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
因为神看我们要求我们的只有一样。
Because there is only one thing that God requests of us.
神不会问我们有多优秀。
God will not ask how talented we are.
神也不会问你有多聪明。
He will ask how smart. He will not ask how smart we are.
神也不会问你有多少才能。
He will not ask how many talents we have.
神所要求的就是问你有没有忠心。
The only thing God will ask us is, are we faithful?
在神看来，忠心比其他的都重要。
In God's eyes, faithfulness is more important than anything else.
什么叫忠心？
What is being faithful?
就是交代你的事情要给他做好。
That is, whatever is entrusted to you, you do it well.
要给他做完。
We finish it.
你做的态度。完成这个事工的态度，被把它看成是自己家里的事。
And the mentality that when we do the tasks, we treat it as in something in our own household.
甚至把这个事情看得比自己家里的事、自己个人的事更重要。
Or we even treat this as something that's even more important than our own task.
其实忠心呢，不是对事情而已，其实是对于神。
On the other hand, being faithful is not just towards the task itself, it's faithful towards God.
如果我们一个人很敬畏神，很看重神的话，
If someone is faithful to God, who value God much,
他就会很看重神要他做的事。
He will treat the things that God entrusted him.
有一个执事。 真的很忠心。
There's a deacon who is truly faithful.
他每一次都是第一个来教会开门。
He's always the first person to come to the church.
每一次聚会都是最后一个走。
And every time when the service ends, he's always the last person to leave.
在他还没有被安立执事之前。
Before he was ordained as a deacon.
每个礼拜教会的垃圾都是他倒的。
Every week he would be the person that threw out the trash in the church.
在他安立执事之后。
And after he was ordained as deacon.
每一个礼拜的垃圾也是他倒的，他坚持我要倒。
And after he was ordained as deacon, he still threw out the trash at church every single week.
开那种 NATS, NYTS 的垃圾臭的跟什么一样。
And we can see that, you know, at NYTS, NATS, the trashes are very, they are very smelly.
有一次我看到把一大包垃圾放在他的车子的 trunk 里面。
There's once I saw him put a large bag of trash bag in his car.
我说只是你做什么？
I asked him, Deacon, what are you doing?
这个垃圾太多啊，这个政府不收的，我要带回家。
And he said that, you know, there's too many trashes, the government will not take it, so I had to take it home.
我看得很感动。
I was very touched.
平常厨房吃剩东西了，大家都抢着要打包回家。哦，这个我要，这个给我。
Oftentimes we see people fight over the leftovers from the kitchen.
从来没有人抢着要把垃圾带回家的。
But no one ever fight for the trash.
他都什么都不讲，这个垃圾太多了，他带回家。
And he didn't say anything, so he said, and he just said there's too many trashes, so he took it home.
这个会把你的车弄臭哎。
And I told him, Deacon, this will stain your car.
他说不会的，这个是新鲜的垃圾，不会臭的。
And he said that this is fresh trash,
fresh,
it doesn't smell.
所以赶快要拿回家。
So therefore, I need to take it home quickly.
他没有说哇，我的新车怎么可以放垃圾
？He didn't say that. Oh, my new car, how can I put trash in it?
为什么他会这样子做？我在思考。
What did he say that? What did he do this?
因为他把这个教会看成他自己的家。
Because he treats church as his own home.
甚至比自己的家还重要。
Or even more than his own home.
所以他很爱教会。
So he truly he loved the church.
这个叫做忠心。
This means to be faithful.
没有人教你做。
No one told you to do it.
没有人强迫你。
No one forced you to do it.
因为你对神有一个忠心的态度。
But because you are faithful to God.
所以我们今天有做圣工。
So today when we serve.
但是有没有忠心的做圣工？
Are we serving faithfully?
有没有把我们 100% 拿出来？
Do we give our 100% when we serve?
还是随随便便有交代就好了？
Or we just do it whatever and then we just go whatever.
推基谷是忠心的指示。
Titus is a faithful minister.
我们再看回来哥罗西书。
So let's continue to look in the book of Colossians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟，叫亚尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人。他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。
Verse 9. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here.
保罗这里提到他另外一个同工叫做亚尼西姆。
Paul here mentioned another co-worker, Onesimus.
如果我们读腓利门书都知道亚尼西姆的背景。
If we have read the book of Philemon, we know the background of Onesimus.
他本来是一个奴隶。
He was a slave.
但是他逃跑了。
But he ran away.
他本来是属于腓利门家里的人。
Originally he belonged to Philemon.
但是他逃跑了。
But he ran away.
以当时的罗马社会，奴隶是没有自由的。
According to the culture at that time, the slave has no freedom.
不可以逃跑的。
And they cannot run away.
如果逃跑被抓了，要回去要可能会被杀的。
And if they run away and they are caught, they will probably be killed.
亚历西姆本来是很不忠心的一个人。
So originally, Onesimus is someone who is not faithful.
那他也好倒霉，逃跑了又被人家抓到。
But and it was unfortunate for him that after he ran away, he was caught.
但是他很幸运，被抓到。下到监牢里面，原来同一个监牢里面的人就有保罗。
But he was fortunately that after he was captured and after he was put in prison, he met Paul in prison.
神有时候真的很奇妙。
So sometimes God is a wonderful God.
神要拣选一个人也真的很奇妙。
And the way God chose someone is also wonderful.
好像看起来不好的事。
Even though on the surface it may seem something bad.
但是神安排美好的安排，让他信了主了。
According to God's wonderful arrangement, he came to believe.
结果他信了主之后，发热心。
And after he came to believe, he became zealous.
但是保罗觉得说，这个是别人的奴隶啊，我一定要先打发他回去他家里，问腓利门可不可以放你走。
But Paul felt that this is someone's slave, so hence therefore he needs to send him back and ask if they can let him go.
结果腓利门啊，看到那封书信之后，当然就是觉得说可以啊，保罗你要用这个人，你就用吧啊，就之后就。亚历斯姆啊，就跟着保罗来协助保罗的圣工。
And after Philemon saw the letter, he let him go.
那从这个记载啊，我们可以学到什么
So what can we learn from this?
保罗这个人，他除了他很会跟同工相处之后，他还会看到人才。
Not only that, Paul know how to how to live with his coworkers. He also know how to discover new workers.
亚尼西姆本来这个人是没有什么用的。
Onesimus originally he didn't have much purpose in his life.
他是个奴隶，大概没有什么教育。
He was a slave. He probably didn't have much education.
人又不忠心，离开他的主人。
And he was unfaithful. He left his master.
但是保罗看到这个人，他现在信了主之后有改变了。
But Paul saw him that after he came to believe, he changed.
他甚至跟腓利门说，这个人对我有益处。
And Paul even told Philemon that, oh, this person is benefit to me.
这个这样子啊，大概就鼓励了亚尼西姆。
And now, this kind of thing, what Paul said encouraged Onesimus.
亚尼西姆信了主之后就有很大的改变。
So after he came to believe, he changed a lot.
很忠心的服侍主。
He served God faithfully.
所以这个告诉我们。
So just tell us.
有时候我们看别人，好像觉得别人没有什么用。
So sometimes we may look at others and feel like they don't have much use.
说，哎呀，这种人呢，不要给我排在一起工作了。
And then we may say to ourselves, you know, please don't arrange me with this person to serve together.
没有什么恩赐的。
Because he doesn't have much talent.
是很软弱的。
He's weak.
但是保罗不是这样。
But Paul, he wasn't like this.
这个人有用。
Paul said that this person is useful.
他看得到神就用这个人。
He can see how God wants to use this person.
所以神就鼓励他。
So,
这里保罗就鼓励他。
So Paul encouraged him.
我们有一个弟兄啊，有两兄弟。
There are two brothers.
在教会里面呢，常常都抬不起头。
These two brothers, they often feel
inferior. 的啊。
They feel inferior in the church.
我们年轻人通常都很活泼嘛，但是他两兄弟呢，常常走路都头低低的。
Our youth are usually very lively in the church, but these two brothers, they're always face looking at the ground when they walk.
不跟人家讲话的。
And they do not talk with others.
不会跟人家相处的。
And they don't know how to get along with others.
这个跟他成长的背景可能有点关系。
So perhaps this has something to do with the background.
跟他的个性也有关系。
And perhaps this is also something to do with their character.
但是教会里面呢，有一个安排工作的人呢。
But there's someone who assign works in the church.
他觉得这两兄弟很乖啊。
He looked at these two brothers and say, "Oh, they are very obedient."
常常都来教会啊。
They often come to service.
没有什么不良的嗜好啊。
And they don't have any improper habits.
那么可以安排他们做什么圣工
？Perhaps I can assign them to do some work in church.
不如安排他们里面在那个 AV room 里面啊打字好了。
Oh, perhaps I can assign them to be in the AV room and type some words.
帮忙他们帮忙录音呢。
And they can help record.
哎，结果一问，他们两个很高兴说，哦，好啊，好啊，我们可以帮忙。
And when he asked them, they are very joyfully and say yes.
别人没有看到的，他看到了。
The things that other people did not see, he saw it.
啊，他可能没有办法，他们没有可能没有办法领诗啦、讲道啦、翻译啊这些工作。
Perhaps they cannot lead him, they cannot give sermon, they cannot translate.
但他也可能可以是教会的好同工。
But yet they can be someone that's in the church that's got good co-workers.
只要你角色位置给他放对了，他就可以为你做，会为神做工。
As long as we can put them in the right position, they can serve God.
所以亚尼西姆是一个有用的人。
So Onesimus, he's a useful person.
为什么？
Why?
因为神改变了他。
Because God changed him.
为什么
？Why?
因为保罗也看中了他。
Because Paul saw him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不要小看自己。
So let's not look down on ourselves.
我们现在回去了，我们要想想，我要怎么做一个有用的人、有效的人。
So after we go back, we need to think, how can I be someone that's useful to the church?
我在教会可以帮什么
？What can I help in the church?
就算拿倒一个垃圾，我也要做。
Even if it's just something like throwing trash away, I can do it.
就算是洗厕所，我也要做。
Even if it's something like washing the bathroom, I can do it.
我要做一个亚尼西姆。
I want to be Onesimus.
我叫做传道人的、职会的、长职的好帮手。
I can be the good helpers of the church, of the preachers, of the council members.
再看第四章的第十节。
Let's continue to chapter 4, verse 10.
第十节这里记载另外一个人。
And verse 10 records another person.
也是保罗的好同工。
He's also a good worker, co-worker of Paul.
与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们的安。
Here it says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you.
这个另外一个同工啊，叫做亚里达古。
So another co-worker of Paul is Aristarchus.
为什么亚里达古很特别？
So why is it special?
原来保罗在写这个信的时候是在监牢里面写的。
We realize when Paul was writing this letter, he was in the prison.
这坐在他旁边呢，可能帮他点灯呢，或者是帮他拿纸那个，可能就是亚历达古了。
So the person holding the lamp for him or giving him the paper might be Aristarchus.
保罗说亚历达古是跟我一起坐监牢的。
Here Paul said that Aristarchus is someone his fellow prisoners.
所以这个同工啊，是保罗在患难当中的同工。
So this co-worker is someone that's that works with Paul in his tribulation.
我们知道一个人在受苦的时候很孤单。
We know that when we are going through trials and tribulations, we are very lonely.
但是如果在受苦的时候，有另外一个人跟他同样受一样的苦。
Yet, if we are while suffering, if there is someone that is suffering the same with us,
看起来就没有那么孤单了。
Then we may, perhaps we will not feel as lonely.
他们可能还在监牢里面一起祷告。
Perhaps they even pray together in the prison.
一起受苦。
They may suffer together.
所以他们是一起被捆绑的。
So they are chained together in the prison.
同患难的同工。
So they are co-workers in the suffering.
今天我们来想一想。
Let's think about this today.
在我们受苦的时候，有什么同工可以跟我们一起受苦？
When we are suffering, is there anyone who can suffer with us?
我记得有一个老执事。
I remember there's an old deacon.
在我去非洲的时候。
When I went to Africa.
我们常常就一老一少这样子，两个人一组啊，就去非洲。
We often go as someone that's more senior, someone's young.
他的年纪啊，差不多可以当我爸爸了。
And his age, he can. At his age, he can probably be my father.
他还是去非洲工作。
Yet he still went to Africa.
我就对他很佩服。
So I admire him much.
那有一次。
There's one time.
我们一起去。
When we went to Africa.
我突然间生病。
I got ill suddenly.
拉肚子。
I have diarrhea.
整个人很不舒服。
And I didn't feel well.
只有他在跟我在一起。
And he was the only person that was.
其他信徒都回家了。
And all the other members they went home.
在那个小旅馆很落后的一个地方，在蚊帐里面。
And we are in a hotel that's in a remote area.
他就帮我祷告。
And he prayed for me.
他就帮我按手。
He laid his hand on me.
我心里面很感动。
I was very touched.
我说还好有一个人在我受苦的时候在我旁边。
I say to myself, thank God there's someone by me when I'm suffering.
不然就我病死了，或者是受苦了，都没人帮我。
Otherwise, you know, I might die from this illness, and there's no one to help me.
他帮我祷告的时候
，and when he prayed for me,
我感觉到圣灵很充满。
I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，隔天我就好了。
Thank God, on the next day I was covered.
隔了几天呢，又患他腰骨痛，因为他老人家。
A few days after his back, he
他说他的腰骨有一个关节啊，凸了出来。
He said that one of his spine joint popped up.
他说现在我躺下来以后，请你帮我用力一二三压下去。
And he said to me that I'm going to lay down right now, and then I'll count to three and just push that back.
我说执事，我不是 chiropractor 了，不晓得行不行啊。
And I told him, Deacon, I'm not a chiropractor.
没关系啊，你看到摸啊，有点凸出来。他说我痛得要命啊，平常都是家里老婆帮我，传道人帮我压的，现在都没有人帮我压。
He told me it's okay, you know, you just feel my back and then see if there's something popping out. You know, it's my wife that always do this for me at home.
好了，那么我祷告了，哈利路亚，压上去。
So I pray, Hallelujah, and then I pressed it back in.
感谢主，他说，压完之后，好了很多。
And then, thank God, after I pushed it back in, he feel much better.
因为他没有办法自己压。
Because he couldn't do it by himself.
所以有同工在旁边，你受苦的时候，他帮你一把。
So if we have a coworker who is suffering, they can give us a hand.
这样子我们就不会跌倒了。
And this way we will not fall.
所以圣经说，两个人总比一个人好。
That's why the Bible says two is better than one.
我们做圣工要有同工啊。
We need to have coworkers when we serve.
要有可以交心的同工啊。
And we can meet new coworkers.
你有什么痛苦可以告诉他？
And whatever we are suffering, we can tell them.
你有什么软弱可以告诉他？
Whatever weakness we have, we can tell them.
可以，他可以帮你祷告。
They can pray for us.
还有，实际上可以照顾你、帮助你。
And then they can edify us and help us.
所以这个亚历达古啊，在监牢里面跟保罗一起坐牢。
So Aristarchus, he was fellow prisoner of Paul.
所以感情啊，特别的深厚。
Therefore, they have deep emotion towards each other.
如果我们今天也找到同工啊，可以我们一起在主耶稣的工作当中一起受苦的。
So today, if we can find a coworker to suffer with us in when we serve God,
那我们的感情一定非常深厚。
Then our relationship with each other will be very deep.
再来看另外一个同工。
So let's see, look at another coworkers.
是巴拿巴的一个表弟，叫做马可，也问你们的安啊。
Here I mentioned another Mark, a cousin of Barnabas.
说到这个马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到你们那里，你就接待他吧。
Here it says about whom you receive instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
马可也是保罗的同工。
Mark is also a coworker of Paul.
但是保罗跟马可的关系可以说经历了很多不一样的改变。
But we have to say that there are many changes between the relationship of Paul and Mark.
我们看使徒行传的十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
十二节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 12.
谁是马可呢？
So who is Mark?
十二章十二节这里说，想了一想啊，彼得想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰，他母亲玛利亚家里，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
So in verse 12 he says, So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark.
马可也叫做约翰。
So Mark is also called John.
他妈妈叫玛利亚。
And his mother is called Mary.
他妈妈有一个很大的家。
And he's a big house.
那边有很多人在聚会，所以是早期教会，可能是最早 甚至有人说可能是五旬节那个楼房就是马可的妈妈的。
So we can see that this is a very early stage in the church. So some people even say that the house they were praying during Pentecost is Mary's house.
所以马可的热心可能就是因为他妈妈的热心。
So the zealous, the reason Mark is being so zealous perhaps is from his mother.
马可的家庭条件也不错。
And he has good
family background.
And he also has a very good family background.
但是有热心，但是还没有经过磨练。
Even though he has the heart, but he haven't went through the trainings.
所以第一次的旅程，巴拿巴跟保罗啊，就带着马可一起去传道。
So on their first missionary journey, they brought Mark with them to preach.
但是跑到一半呢，在十三章的十三节，马可就是称为约翰的这个青年呢，就受不了了。
But halfway through the missionary journey on Book of Acts 13:13, Mark couldn't take it anymore.
所以他就先回家了。
So he went home.
这件事情啊，保罗心里很不悦。
And this made Paul unhappy.
年轻人一点苦都受不了。
He may say that young people they cannot take any suffering.
做到一半就要回家。
And only halfway through and you want to go home.
所以心里很生气。
So maybe perhaps Paul was very angry in his heart.
第二次旅程。
So on the second time when they are going out.
巴拿巴要说我要带这个马可。
And Barnabas said that he wanted to bring Mark.
保罗打死都不肯啊！你不要带这个人，不要给我麻烦。
But Paul refused to bring Mark with him.
说不定他等一下，他保罗一般要说回家怎么办
？Maybe perhaps he said, you know, what happened if he goes home halfway through again?
还是希腊巴拿巴说不会了，给他机会了。
But Barnabas said, you know, he won't do this, give him another chance.
保罗说不行，绝对不可以带。
But Paul insists not to bring Mark with them.
所以这样子他们就分开了。
And because of this, they departed from each other.
所以可以说保罗是在刚开始马可出来的时候啊，就是看就对这个人有点偏见，就觉得说这个是没有什么考可以造就的。
So perhaps in the beginning, Paul has some prejudice towards Mark when he first came out to serve.
但是经历过很多年之后
，But after many years,
事实证明
，The truth proved that
马可这个也是一个可造之材啊。
Mark is also someone that can be used.
保罗没有看到，但是巴拿巴看到。
Perhaps Paul didn't see this, but Barnabas, he saw the potential in Paul.
给他再一次机会。
And Barnabas gave him another chance.
结果他因为他是年轻人嘛，所以就慢慢成长。
And perhaps because Mark was young, so he gave him time to grow.
后来在圣工上面也有很大的这个进步。
So later on, he also grew much in serving God.
所以现在保罗写信说，马可也是我的同工。
So here when Paul read the letter, he also mentioned that Mark is also his co-worker.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
保罗愿意改正他的观念。
That Paul is willing to change his mentality.
保罗愿意改变他以前对这个人的看法。
Paul is willing to change his concept, his impression about this person.
以前他不好，不代表他现在不好。
Perhaps this person was bad before, but that doesn't mean he's bad now.
这个很难的。
This is very difficult.
我们人呢，有先入为主的观念。
As a human being, we are often prejudiced towards others.
以前觉得这个人是这样，后来就会想他一定就是这样。
Because we may think that, oh, he's like this, before. Perhaps he's still like that now.
但是保罗不是这样子。
But Paul he wasn't like this.
马可这个人有改变。
He saw that Mark changed.
好，现在也是我的好同工。
And therefore, he's also my good co-worker now.
这个人也可以用。
He can also be used.
我对他没有个人的这个喜好。
I have no personal favor towards him.
只要神用他，他就是我的好同工。
As long as God is willing to use him, he's my co-worker.
这个是一个对人的看法，一个超越。
So this is something that surpasses our personal opinions towards others.
今天为什么有时候我们觉得好像没有同工？
So what is it sometimes that we feel like we have no co-workers?
可能是我们对别人的态度。
Perhaps this is our attitude towards others.
我们觉得这个人不没有办法帮我了，那个也不行啊。
We may feel like this person cannot help me, and so nor is that person.
都看得很不顺眼。
And we don't like any of them.
但是保罗不是这样。
But Paul, he wasn't like this.
马可现在可以来帮我了。
He felt that Mark, he can help me now.
我记得小弟第一次去非洲学习出差的时候。
I remember when I first went to Africa for work.
那时候实习啊，第一次跟一个有经验的传道去。
I was following a preacher, a senior preacher.
哇，我第一次去啊。
And that was my first time going to Africa.
为什么这三十天过得那么长
？I feel like, you know, why am I suffering so much in the 30 days I was there?
本来第一次去，觉得说，哇，我以后在那边呢、啊，要轰轰烈烈做点什么事。
You know, before I went there, I feel like, you know, I'm going to do some great work there.
就第一次去，觉得说，哇，一个月觉得好长，好辛苦。
And after I went there, I got there, I feel like, oh, 30 days is such a long time to endure.
也帮不上什么。
And I couldn't help much.
也不会怎么讲道。
And I didn't know how to give sermons.
也不会怎么相处，跟人家沟通。
And I didn't know how to communicate and get along with others.
全部都是当地的土人啊。
And because everyone was local.
但是带领我那个有经验的传道。
But the preacher that went with me.
很有耐心。
He had patience.
没有嫌弃我。
He didn't despise me.
也没有骂我。
He didn't scold me.
也没有让我丧气。
And he didn't make me lose courage.
但是呢，一直在鼓励我。
And he continued to encourage me.
教我怎么做。
He continued to teach me how to do it.
心里好感动。
I was very touched.
真的，今天我们如果可以帮别人建立起来。
So today, if we can help others stand up.
在我们的同工软弱的时候，扶他一把。
And when they are weak, we give them a hand.
在他要放弃的时候，鼓励他。
When they are about to give up, we give them encouragement.
他以后回来了，就是你的好同工了。
When they come back later, they will become our good co-workers.
保罗一个人不能做什么。
Paul, he cannot do much by himself.
但是有他的同工跟他一起服侍神。
But he has his co-workers to serve God with him.
再看回来。
Let's continue to read.
我们看第四章哦。
Chapter 4.
另外一个同工。
Another co-worker.
十二节。
Verse 12.
在你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴佛问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祷告祈求，因为你们在神的意气旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, greets you always, laboring fervently for you in prayer that you may stand perfect and complete in all the way of God.
这里是另外一个好同工。
This is another co-worker of Paul.
这个叫以巴佛。
This is Epaphras.
以巴佛是保罗派他去那边，注目在那边哥罗西来看住那边的教会的。
So Epaphras is someone that Paul sent over to a Colossian church to stay there.
也很可能啊，以巴佛就是开拓这个地方这个人。
And there's also a good potential that Epaphras was the one who established the church there.
这个同工有一个特点。
And he has a characteristic.
这个同工很会祷告。
He know how to pray.
这里没有记载他很会做别的事情。
It didn't really recall much what else he know how to do.
但是他这里记载他在祷告当中啊，常常竭力的祈求。
But here he record that always laboring fervently for you in prayers.
为教会祈求。
He prayed for church.
为弟兄姐妹祈求。
He prayed for the brethren.
这个就是一个忠心的牧者。
And this is a faithful servant.
所以我们今天呢，想一想。
So let's think about this.
我们有没有同工，也可以帮助我们的圣工一起祷告的？
Even though do we have any coworkers that can pray for us?
以巴佛的祷告是祷告什么
？So what is Epaphras praying for?
他要在求啊，你们在神的一切旨意上得以完全。
He prayed that you may stand perfect and complete in all the way of God.
祷告要在神的旨意上面完全。
When we pray, we need to be complete and perfect in the way of God.
为什么神的旨意完全？
Why do we need to? Why does it have to be complete?
神的旨意本来就完全了。
God's will is perfect itself.
问题是我们没有办法把它完全行出来。
But the problem is we cannot carry out God's will perfectly and complete.
我们在座很多年轻人。
There are many youth here.
我们一生人当中有好几个很重要的决定。
In our entire life, there are many important decisions we have to make.
尤其是年轻人要面对的。尤其是年轻人要面对的。
Especially some decisions that the young people have to face.
第一个，去哪里读书？
First, where do we go to for education?
这个影响我们一生。
This will affect our entire life.
第二个。
Second.
读什么
？What do we study?
Major 什么？
What do we major in?
也影响很大。
This will also affect us greatly.
第三。
Third.
毕业之后要去哪里居住
？After we graduate, where are we going to live?
第四。
Fourth.
要找什么工作
？What kind of job are we looking for?
第五。
Fifth.
要跟谁结婚
？Who are we going to marry?
哇，这个很重要哦。
This is a special.
这五个决定
，these five decisions.
只要中间有一个出错了
，if one of them goes wrong,
我们的人生就会出错。
Our entire life will go wrong.
我们的信仰就会出错。
Our faith will go wrong.
但是在做那么决定的时候，那么大的决定的时候
，so when we make such important decisions,
这个时候叫寻求求神的旨意。
We need to especially pray for God's will.
不能自己想什么，我们就去这样去做。
We cannot just think for ourselves what do we want to do and then go ahead and do it.
有一个姐妹要来美国读书。
There was a sister coming to the state to study.
她为了她的理想。
For her dream.
但是她选择地方的时候选错了。
But when she was picking places, she made the wrong choice.
她本来以前在香港很热心的。
Originally when she was in Hong Kong, she was very zealous.
但是她来美国读书，选一个没有教会的地方。
But after she came to the States, she went to somewhere without a church.
她一开始以为自己信仰很好。
In the beginning, she thought her faith was very well.
可以自己守安息日。
She could keep Sabbath by herself.
可以保守住。
She could remain in church.
结果读完四年的学位。
But after she completed her degree in 4 years,
教会完全不来了。
She never came to church again.
为什么？
Why?
因为她选错地方。
Because she picked the wrong place.
她高估自己了。
She overestimated herself.
有一个弟兄。
There's also a brother.
他毕业了。
He graduated.
找工作了。
He was looking for a job.
工作前途很好。
And the job he found that there are many good qualifications.
工作要派他去从台湾派他去大陆。
He found a good job, and this job they were sending him from Taiwan to China.
到底要不要？
So does he want it?
哇，其他工作很难找啊。
He was conflicting in his heart.
这种工作很有前途。
Because it's hard, difficult to find a job, and this job has much futures.
没有求问神的旨意。
And he didn't ask for God's will.
这个去了。
So he went.
一个男生一个人在大陆这样上班。
So he went by himself, a brother alone in China.
没有教会。
There was no church.
也很难聚会。
It's also very difficult to keep the
service. 在那边也认识一个没有信的。
Oh, he also met someone who didn't believe.
也跟没有信的结婚了。
And he marries that person.
最后自己也没有来教会。
And then he never came to church again.
这是一些例子而已。
So these are just some examples.
是任何一个我们刚刚讲的人生的重要的决定，如果我们行错一步，我们就惨。
So just like what we mentioned before, there are many important choices in our life, but if we make mistake in one of the choices, our whole life will go wrong.
所以我们在做决定的时候要很小心。
So we need to be extra careful when we make these decisions.
要很认真祷告。
We need to pray fervently.
主啊，你的旨意到底是什么？
We need to pray to God.
你容不容许我去？
If you do not permit to go,
容不容许我这样做？
Are you willing for me to do like this way?
容不容许我这样跟这个人结婚？
Is this your will for me to marry this person?
你容许的话，你祝福我，带领我。
If you permit, then please bless me.
你不容许，你就阻挡我。
If you do not permit, please stop me.
我有我的理想。
I have my own ideal.
但是如果我这个理想不合乎你的旨意
，But if my idea is not according to your will,
那我要修正我的理想。
I will change my idea.
有个弟兄
，There's a brother.
他在读中学的时候，他有个理想。
When he was in high school, he had a dream.
他要念电影，要当导演。
He wants to go into theater and be a director.
他一讲这个传道就头大了，传道就那个眼眉啊，那个就这样。
As soon as he mentioned this, the preacher gave the preacher a headache. They were very worried.
为什么？
Why is that?
电影这种工厂这种背景的人哦，明星啦，那些艺术家啦，整天在一起，他们很乱的生活。
Because when we talk about movie, the background of the people that are involved, like the actors, their life, they are very chaotic.
没有错，他们都很漂亮。
It is true, they are all very beautiful.
整天都是跟那些人在一起。
He may associate you can be with them all day long.
很容易被影响。
But this will cause you to be affected.
还有现在的电影要卖座的，要卖的好的，一定要有色情，一定要有暴力。
And for movie to sell well nowadays, women must be sexual scenes in the movie.
你当导演，你说你是基督徒，偷的也不能拍，杀人的不能拍，毒品也不能拍，请问你拍什么？
And if you're a director, you say, I'm a Christian, so there cannot be no killing scene, there can be no scene with drugs, so what else are you going to put on the movie?
没有几篇基督受难记可以拍吗？
There's not that many Passion of Christ that you can make.
拍的那些也不卖钱啊。
And even if you make it,
所以你要当导演，你要当导演不是不可以的，圣经没有说不可以当导演的，只是你在这样的环境之下，你的信仰以后会怎么样？你自己想想看。
So the Bible never forbid anyone to be a director of the movie, but you have to think about what can happen to you when you're under this kind of environment.
哇，他想啊，想啊，想啊。
So he
挣扎。
So he thought about this himself. He was struggling.
他祷告。
And he prayed.
过了一阵子。
And after a while.
传道看到他。
And the preacher saw him again.
哎，兄弟，怎么样？你的导演梦发的怎么样？
So the preacher asked him, "So, brothers, how's your life as a director? Like, how's your career as a director?"
他说不要当导演了，我要当老师了。
And he told the preacher, "I don't want to be a director anymore. I want to be a teacher."
当老师好像比较好。
I think it's better to be a teacher.
暑假可以来帮忙 NYTS 啊。
You know, when there's summer, I can come and help NYTS.
比较容易守道理。
It's easier for me to keep the word.
真的，有时候我们要想想，我们的理想跟神的旨意是不是一样
？So sometimes we need to think about if our dream is according with God's will.
如果不是一样，我们就修正。
If it's different, then we need to change ours.
所以以巴佛的祷告就是要我们大家都在神的旨意上完全。
So the prayer of Epaphras is for us to be perfect and complete in all the will of God.
在神的旨意完全，我们就是在神面前完全。
So to be complete and perfect in the will of God is to be perfect and complete in front of God.
我们就会得到完全的福气。
And we'll receive complete blessings.
最后一个同工。
Last co-workers.
第十四节说：“亲爱的医生路加。”问你们安了。
And last 14, look, the beloved physician greets you.
保罗写信写到最后，这里提到医生路加。
In the end, when in Paul's letter, he mentioned Luke.
这个世界有很多的医生。
There are many physicians in the world.
他们都可能很有成就。
Perhaps they are all very established.
赚很多钱。
Perhaps they made much money.
但是只有一个医生，圣经新约的时候特别记载他。
But there is only one physician that's been recorded in the New Testament.
不是因为他是医生的职业。
It is not because he served as a physician as a career.
而是因为他虽然有那么崇高、那么好赚钱的职业，但是他却花很多时间投入福音的工作。
And the reason he's recorded is because even though he is a physician, he made much money, yet he spent much time serving in the Lord.
甚至他可以说他用这个医学的背景啊，也帮助他的这个传福音的工作。
And even his background as a physician, also he used it to help preaching the gospel.
我们知道医生。
We know as a doctor,
是一个很忙的职业。
It's a very, it's a career with much busy.
我们知道很多我们的父母啊，都很希望我们的儿女啊可以当医生啊。
We know there are many parents that want their children to become a doctor.
最好是医生，当不了医生当律师，不然的话工程师也不错。
It's best if they can become a doctor, otherwise lawyer is fine or engineer is fine too.
为什么？
Why is that?
说好听是医生可以帮人啊，其实因为医生赚很多钱。
On the surface, we may say, oh, you know, doctor can help people, but the reality is, doctors, they make a lot of money.
我相信美国的医生的薪水都是六位数字以上。
And we can look at the doctor in the United States, all their salaries are six digits.
那医生也很忙。
Yeah, but we know they are also very busy.
你要他放假，那时间很少，随时都 on call.
For them to take a break is very difficult. They are always on call.
因为太多人需要他们了。
Because so many people need them.
他们真的也帮助人在肉体的人都需要。
Of course, they also help many people who has need on their flesh.
但是路加这个医生跟一般的医生不一样。
But look, the physician is different from other physicians.
他觉得医人的肉体很重要。
Even though he know that it is important to help other people.
但是医人的灵魂也是更重要。
But yet he realized it is even more important to cure the soul.
路加就加入保罗他们的布道团啊，去开拓了。
So therefore he joined Paul's evangelical team and to preach the gospel.
所以后来他也把他所知道的、所记载的，用他医学上学习过的那个细密的思想。还有文笔啊，写成《路加福音》跟《使徒行传》。
So later on, that's why he was able to use the training he received from medical training and wrote the book of Gospel.
所以他在神国上的成就啊，圣功的果子啊，比他在医学上的更多。
And wrote the Gospel of Luke. So we know that we can see that his accomplishment in preaching the Gospel is even more.
所以今天如果我们自己想当医生啊，这个没有什么错，很好。
So it is it's not wrong to want to be a doctor.
我们要我们的儿女希望他可以当医生，也没有什么不好。
So there's nothing wrong to wanting our children to be a doctor.
读得上有机会，当然就读了，但是不要强迫他。
If you can make it, if you have the chance, go ahead.
但是真的是当了医生了。
But after we become a doctor,
在社会上有成就了，工作忙碌了。
And after we become a doctor, perhaps they are become busy.
我们不要被这个世界带走。
Let's not get carried away by the world.
我们还要花在时间上，在圣工上面呢。
We need to spend time in holy work.
我们教会有好多医生。
There are many doctors in the church.
但是有几个医生啊，特别感动我。
There are a couple of doctors that truly touched me.
我们台湾有两兄弟啊，教会的两兄弟是当医生的。
There are two brothers in Taiwan. They are doctors.
但是他们呢，每年呢都抽时间去做义工。
But every year they will take time off and be a volunteer.
透过这个童子军呢，去医疗宣道。
They will go with Boy Scouts to preach and to cure others.
去马来西亚啦，去泰国啦，那些做神的工。
They will go to Malaysia. They will go to Thailand.
透过帮助人家。这个义诊，然后来顺便传福音。
Through volunteering, they also preach the gospel.
这个就是牺牲自己的时间来做神的工。
So they sacrifice their own time to do the work for God.
其实不单只是医生了，我们教会有很多专业的人士。
So not just doctors, there are many professionals in our church.
我来这边问，好像每一个人都是 engineer 的样子，每个人都是 computer 啦、西服啦、mechanical 啊。Lawyer 啦，医生的也有，好多啊这边。
When I come here and ask, it seems like everybody is some kind of engineer programmer.
感谢神，这是神祝福我们教会的下一代。
Thank God, God truly blessed the next generation of our church.
但是虽然是专业人士
，but even though they are professionals,
但是更要抽时间来花在圣工上面了。
They still need to take time out and serve God.
因为这个是我们人生最重要、最有意义的事。
Because this is what's most meaningful in our life.
路加医生他医了几个人，圣经没有记载。
The Bible did not record how many people look cured.
但是神的圣工，路加有做的，圣经有记载。
But every work that Luke did for the gospel, for the sake of gospel, was recorded in the Bible.
在神面前是不落空的。
And he did not serve in vain in front of God.
所以保罗他有那么多的同工。
So Paul has so many co-workers.
请问你有没有同工呢？
Let me ask you, do you have any co-workers?
你是自己一个人在做圣工吗？
Are you serving by yourself?
再问一个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
你有做别人的好同工吗？
Are you a good co-workers of anyone?
如果我们有做别人的好同工。
If we are a good co-workers of anyone.
我们自己也有会很多的同工。
We likewise will also have many good co-workers.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
355首。
355。
There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, hide a peace that hath come here to stay.
Let's pray in one accord.